When a person, before he goes to bed, a person should say a vidui. A person should make a cheshbon a nefesh. How his day went. And he was happy with his day. What can he do to make sure the next day should be better? How he can rectify the mistakes that he made that day? So he says a vidui. Mavada leila shehem serves behesmen of tainus. And the days, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, but there's no din of hesped tainus, you don't say vidui then either. Vistabel al avonis, a person should have a veilus on his averis. Well, Erech Goluseno, and the fact that the Golus is so long, V'churban beis mikdasheno, v'sifarteno, shibona b'meherav yameno. And the Churban beis of the Mesa Mikdash. So there's the connection of the two parts of the Rosh, the connection of the vidui and the veilus on the Churban, seems to be the words in the middle. The words in the middle, v'yisabel al avonis, a person, he has a veilus on his averis. He's misabel al avonis. Once had our, you know, we grapple with this issue that we don't feel the galus, we don't feel the churban, we don't people don't sit down in Tisha B'Av and cry their heart out that they're missing the Beis Hamikdash. Shira Isaac Osman would say that in Europe it was very easy to be misabel on the churban. You know, you lived in a matzav of terrible, the tzoros were terrible, etc. So a person thought about Mashiach, the covenant, Klal Yisrael, the Mikdash, and he looked at where they were holding, and it was very hard. You know, it was the difference was very significant. See, he was misabel. Tisha B'Av, people sat down and they cried their hearts out. You know, they lived in tzoros, they cried. America, a person sits down, he said in Nusach, he says, in America, one tear in America is worth hundreds of tears in Europe. That a person should be able to be misabel. But there is a place where we talk, where a person says he doesn't feel avelis, it's not true, we do feel avelis. If we would have mikdash, the hashpah of the kedush of mikdash in the Bria, we wouldn't be doing these avelis. The frustrations that we have in our learning, the frustrations we have in our mitzvahs, the frustrations we have in our b'adam l'chaveira, the frustrations that we have that we want to be something more and we're not. Deep down, that is an avelis that we don't have the hashpah of the kedushas mikdash, and without the hashpah of the kedushas mikdash, it's very hard to do what become what we're supposed to become. So, every time a person sits and he's frustrated with himself, he says, "You know, I wish I was doing more. Why is it so hard for me to whatever fill in the blank, whatever the person finds is hard for him?" At that moment, really, what he's doing is being misabel. He's being misabel that he and Klal Yisrael are not where they're supposed to be. The Sfasemis brings in Parshas Nosa, the Sfasemis brings from the Chlushi Arim. The Chlushi Arim says, why is the mitzvah's vidui said in Parshas Nosa in the middle of Gezel Agir? There's a Parshas Mitzvah, that's what the Torah gave mitzvah's vidui in the Parshas of Gezel. Why of all places is mitzvah's vidui given over there in Parshas Gezel? He says, because if Klal Yisrael would hear that the whole world belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu, they'd have that clarity of vision of who it really belongs to. We wouldn't have chait. So the root of our problems of chait is in the world of Gezel. Not the Gezel of another Machaber, but the Gezel between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't hear who is the real Bailam on the Bria. If a person would hear who's the Bailam on the Bria, there's no room for chait. Mikdash gave us a window to hear who's the Bailam on the Bria. There was a Yetzirah from the Zohar. There was a Bayesh Rishon. There was other problems of Bayesh Sheni. But the etzim musig of mikdash was there was a clarity which we don't have anymore. So a person in misabel al avonis, he says, all of the avonis that I have, all of theirs that I have, there's a human being called Eli Reingold, which is gone. It's missing. It's not here, and I miss him. I wish I was him. And why am I not him? And it's painful. It's very painful that I know what my potential is and what I should be accomplishing, and I know what I want to accomplish, and I'm not doing it. And who over here wouldn't say that's true? That they want to be better than they are. They want to be bigger than they are. But it's not happening. That's a gewaldige pasha. There's a feeling of I'm mourning it. I'm missing it. It's painful. That's the veilus So the vita that person says b'chol, every single night, he comes at the end of the day, he says, you know, I woke up with such dreams of what my day is going to look like. I'm going to be a good boy today. I'm really going to accomplish a lot today. And it comes at the end of the day and it didn't work. It's like a person comes to Rosh Hashanah and he has the chalomus of what he's going to accomplish over the year, and what he's going to be and what he's going to do. And we're sitting now the day before Rosh Hashanah and you're saying, you know, did those plans materialize? Did those pictures, that dream that I had for myself, that I sat with the true Cheshbon HaNefesh, Yom Niroyim, and I said, you know what? I can be doing so much more. I want to do so much more. Did it happen? Most of us, the answer will be no. Most of the answer will be no. And the person has to say, okay, but the goal isn't to become depressed because of it. The goal isn't to become miyayish because of it. The goal is to say, okay, I'm going to work with my limited abilities that I have under the circumstances that I live. We don't have the hashpo of Mikdash. We don't have that hashpo. I have a Yetzirah. Yetzirah lives inside of me. And Yetzirah, maybe what fueled those dreams was the Yetzirah who made the big dream so he can make me fall down with such a big plop that I'll never get up again. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's where the dream came from. And that's the wrong place. But if I could take one thing, I could take two things, and step by step I can build, that we can do even without Mikdash. So there's the pain of, I want to be bigger, and the person has to have that burning desire inside of himself, I want to be bigger than I am. And the same time with that burning desire, and that he has, that hole in his heart that he wants to fill up, and it's positive, it's a hole in his heart. The same time that he has to understand that you can't fill that hole at one time, because that's not going to work. And, but we daven that when Mashiach comes and the bias comes, that hole will fill it very quickly. So we daven that we should to get it that way, but we recognize meanwhile till it happens, we're going to have to take it step by step. Just on that one last thought, that the famous word, well, they must have said it, right? I heard it in Tel Aviv, you said it, Rabbi Meir Zatzal used to say it, that the more it says, the more Tainus says that a person is avol, on Yerushalayim mezoicha v'roya b'simchasa. So the Velt, you know, he sells the kashas to say, yizke v'yira, one of the misavol will be zoicha. Zoicha v'roya means he sees right now b'simchasa. Where is he seeing b'simchasa? So the person that hears the lack, that itself that he understands how much he's missing, that itself is already the Yeshua for the person. There's the understanding that how much I'm missing and how much I could be and how much I should be and how much I'm not there yet. That's what puts me onto the right planet. I'm in the planet where there are dreams and there's goals and there's accomplishments. And there's a tachlis. So the person who's takam isabel is a person who understands that this world is such a kleiner welt away from where it's supposed to be, where we're supposed to be. If you understand that, so you'll strive to get become bigger and better. So you're immediately you're going to feel the impact of that being misabel. The impact on that is immediate. The impact on your neshama of the dream. So we have to dream. A person has to have chalomus. He has to dream. And he has to believe in himself. He has to believe in his potential. He has to know he had tremendous potential. But that shouldn't cloud your vision to understand you take it step by step. But it shouldn't be that there shouldn't be dreams. There has to be tremendous dreams. And the dream is the biggest dream for all of Klal Yisrael. Is that we dream that we'll be Zoicha. We have this dream that we're going to be Zoicha to the Mikdash immediately. And then we'll look back and talk, we'll understand that all of the problems which we had until now, and all the things which just blockage, which prevented the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming through, that's not real. What we live in right now is not real. That's Pshat Hayinu Kecholmen. Now we understand what we live in now is the real dream, not what the real reality is. Then it's the last time I'm speaking now before Rosh Hashanah. We'll talk again during Sarah Smei Tshuva. Another 28 hours, 30 hours, the Yom HaDin starts. At least, I'd like to ask people wait till Erev Yom Kippur to ask Mechila, but Betzim's worth telling it's better to ask Mechila Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's probably right, I should go over the individual Bacher, Rebbe interacts with Tlamidim, sometimes he pushes too hard, sometimes he doesn't push enough, and it's also a problem. Sometimes there's the sins of omission, the sins of commission. To ask Mechila, the Bacher, you know, to understand, you know, that we try, I mean, we could try more, and we should try more, and we don't try enough, and, you know, the Rebbeim do, and what we've done right, what we've done wrong, the Bacher should understand Shem Meichel. That person comes to Yom Adin with the responsibility of tremendous responsibilities of Talmidim, and it's a tremendous schus for a Rebbe to be able to be Zoicha to have Talmidim, and I thank you for allowing me to be a Rebbe, that I should be able to have such wonderful Talmidim. And it's a tremendous responsibility. The Baruch Hashem gives you the schus on one side, and he also says, "But did you meet your responsibilities?" So it's a very scary moment. So I ask Mechila my name. I think Rav Aaron will allow me to ask him his name also, from the Talmidim, that and we should be zorcha all together, all of us together, for zorcha to be nechtu nechtu l'chaim. It's Yom Adin, Bezalel Hashem.